It's Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. An IT services review of the jobs report, a round of significant breaches to review, and Marriott's cyber breach spending reported to the SEC. This is the business of tech. Let's not miss the jobs data that came out late last week. The jobless rate fell from 4.2% to 4.6%, which is a notable swing for a single month. Unemployment was 6.7% in December, an improvement that took 3.5 years in the last cycle, from March 2014 to September 2017. In the age group 25 to 54, employment is nearly back to pre-COVID levels. The one disappointment was the number of new jobs added. While lower than expected, it could be evidence of a tight labor market. The consensus? This is a tight labor market. Workers are coming back, and a key question being asked is what kept them out. Was it a lack of childcare or fear of the coronavirus? Why do we care? It's more data to broadly indicate that workers have a lot more power now. That's the key reason we care, as technology providers are broadly continuing to grow, and many of the initiatives talked about on this show, such as business consulting, likely require new roles or training existing staff. One other thing. In the spirit of treating COVID as an accelerant, here's another data point supporting that. The recovery came fast, too. So if you're considering trends, note that they appear to be moving a lot faster than previous cycles and data sets would have predicted. Use that insight for planning. Let's hit a few breaches. Planned Parenthood LA was hit with a ransomware attack in October, exposing info for 400,000 patients. The breach does not appear targeted, and the perpetrator is unknown. Colorado's Delta Montrose Electric Association is still struggling to recover from a devastating cyber attack last month that took down 90% of its internal systems and caused 25 years of historical data to be lost, per reporting in ZDNet. The company expects this week to begin accepting payments and resume billing, meaning a month-long billing outage. The company notes a good portion of their data was corrupted. The Cuba ransomware has been revealed by the FBI as compromising at least 49 organizations from U.S. critical infrastructure sectors. The FBI also added that this ransomware group had made over $40 million since it started targeting U.S. companies. The U.S. State Department has at least 9 employees with iPhones hacked by software from the NSO group. It's unknown who used the software, though the company says they only sell it to government organizations approved by the Israeli government. And while not a breach, a new report from analysis at Mandiant, formerly FireEye, show that Nobelium, most known for the SolarWinds breach, is still at it. They haven't slowed down, and now they're working with others too. Why do we care? Today's a bit tactical, although I'll raise the question that I spotted online in regards to Colorado's story. Why wasn't this particular story talked about more? My answer is that the breaches are too commonplace. There are too many to track for most consumers, and they generally all sound the same. That will continue to be a challenge to those trying to increase attention on security. I want to spend a bit of time on reporting in CIO Dive of Marriott International around the data breach from November 2018. Per a third quarter filing with the SEC this month, the company has spent $16 million related to recovery in the first three quarters of this year. During Q3 2021, Marriott spent $4 million related primarily to legal costs from the breach, with nothing recouped by insurance. In Q3 2020, the hotel company received $4 million in insurance recoveries. The company also reports an increase in its cyber insurance policy. In Q1 2019, the company noted data breach-related expenses had reached $44 million. Now, why do we care? I specifically used Marriott in an editorial this summer to discuss the impact of breaches and noted big companies simply write checks. It's apparently very much still true, and notably, the market doesn't seem upset by it. I checked their stock, the trends look good to me. For small companies, the reason to care is that a big company can absorb a whole lot more impact when the damage is viewed by that revenue-to-ransom ratio. Ransoms are smaller for smaller companies, yet have a much higher R-to-R ratio. When doing the analysis of the competitive threat of cybercriminals, speak in those terms. It's a risk calculation. Did you know Cisco helps managed services providers directly know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technologies and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I will be back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.